Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, October 5th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages each weekday morning with the goal to encourage and instruct others. Today's message is titled, How Faint the Whisper. The scripture text is from Job chapter 26, verses 8 and 9 and 14.
He wraps up the waters in his clouds. Yet the clouds do not burst under their weight. He covers the face of the full moon, spreading his clouds over it. These are but the outer fringe of his works. How faint the whisper we hear of him. Who then can understand the thunder of his power?
Last night I stepped outside and viewed the full moon, also known as the harvest moon, partially obscured by the clouds. It was a beautiful evening with a distinct, crisp feel of fall in the air. In fact, it's in the air today as well. As much as I enjoy photography, I realize I'm limited by both my equipment and skills. I took a photo from our backyard last night, and you can see the moon through the tall grasses planted next to our garden pond.
The moon was created by God on the fourth day of creation, where it is called the lesser light to govern the night. The moon is mentioned all through the Bible, culminating with a reference toward the end of the book of Revelation concerning the eternal city of God, where John writes this, "The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp." He writes that in Revelation 21:23.
Well, a consideration of the moon is one of those topics sure to reach all who may read or listen to our materials. David, who spent much time tending his sheep by the light of the moon, considered the enormity of God's universe and humbly stated in Psalm 8, 3 and 4, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? The son of man that you care for him?"
In our text today, Job has not only dealt with the severity of his affliction, but he also responded to the intended encouragement of his friends. He launches into an astounding statement concerning God's power and greatness in his vast universe when he writes this interesting description, and I shared it earlier in part. He wraps up the waters in his clouds. Yet the clouds do not burst under their weight. He covers the face of the full moon, spreading his clouds over it.
In fact, the picture I have on the site today that I took of the full moon is partially obscured by the clouds. God is sovereign and has created a cosmos or universe that is orderly and harmonious with life on Earth. The word cosmos originates from a Greek term, cosmos as well, meaning order. Orderly arrangement, and is the antithetical concept to chaos. But chaos speaks of the original dark void from which everything else appeared in God's creation. Amazingly, God didn't have or need a panel of experts to bring order into our world that he created.
The chapter ends with this gem of spiritual truth, and I quote, "And these things are but the outer fringe of his works. How faint the whisper we hear of him. Who then can understand the thunder of his power?"
The New International Version Study Bible notes concerning this particular verse. Quote, "What God has revealed of his dominion over nature and supernatural forces amounts to no more than a whisper." Job is impressed with the severely limited character of man's understanding. If it is difficult for us to comprehend the little that we know about God, how much more impossible it would be to understand the full extent of his might.
Well, let us today recognize the absolute awe and infinitude of God. We can't see him, but we see his work. We can't feel him, but we know his touch. We can't hear him, but he speaks to us through the written scriptures, his Holy Spirit, and through godly people of every generation.
We are a finite people, but we serve an infinite God who neither slumbers nor sleeps, but is always working on our behalf, whether we can see it or not. Let us be thankful today and worship and serve this mighty God.
Let's pray together. Father, before the mountains were born, or you brought forth the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. You care for all of creation, the order of the universe, all people from past generations to the present, and you work powerfully and invisibly in our hearts. We are humbled by your greatness and touched by your kindness. We give you thanks and trust you for that which we don't understand. We see only the fringes of your ways, but that reminds us that your power is what creates the works established by your hands. You are our God, the rock in whom we trust and take refuge. Amen.
Amen. What a mighty God we serve. Well, thank you for joining us today for our Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Monday, October 5th, 2009. It's a joy to prepare these messages and to receive word that they are a source of blessing and benefit to others. On our site today, we do have several photos. I mentioned a photo I took last night of the moon from my backyard, but scroll down a little bit in the site today, you'll see some photos I took. I've actually befriended the Amish owner of a furniture store in the little community where we serve a church part-time in Mastersonville, Pennsylvania, a church incidentally built in 1878. I have a photo of the Mastersonville new and used furniture store, which interestingly is the only store, the only business enterprise in the little village of Mastersonville. Also have a photo out front of a bench, and they've decorated so beautifully for the fall. Scroll down a little farther, we recognize our daughter Esther, who just celebrated her first full year at her job at TJ Maxx in Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Last night she had a party, and throughout the evening she had several friends stop over. Later, Stan and Deb, who had been her leaders in the youth group since she started as a seventh grader, stopped by to see and encourage and congratulate her along with her youngest son, Philip. They were on their way back from Liberty University in Virginia, where Philip just might attend. He was sure excited last night. We do have several songs we suggest today, all three of them classic hymns of the church. One is Praise to the Lord, the Almighty, which is available as an audio MP3. The other two are YouTube videos. They both refer to the moon in the lyrics to the song. I sing the mighty power of God, and then all creatures of our God and King. Well, thanks for joining us today. May God indeed fill your hearts with encouragement as you serve the mighty God of the universe.